Okay. All right, tonight is the Yahrzeit of Heilige Heilige, Nome Melech, Schos Yogin Leinu, Ben Melech Melejint, Mamish the Tzadikim, Vala Tzadikim, all the Tzadikim come from, not all of them, but Mamish, all of them, Rapitzer, Chosen Blin, the Kajin Sir, Mamish, all of them, can't even speak about the Nome Melech, right? Mamish the Tzadik that Nome Melech was, him and his brother of Zusha, Mamish the, one of the main Talmidim of the Magid of Mezrich, the Talmud of Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It's supposed to sit together right now and learn Noam Melech, no?
Yeah.
You learned Noam Melech for? No.
What?
Last year we had a whole Hilula with the Reuben scene. So now let's learn a couple of Torahs from the Heilige Noam Melech on the Yahrzeit. Honestly, the skulas by the Noam Melech are unbelievable. The man I personally know a story of a friend of mine who wasn't married yet. He went to the Noam Melech, right? On his Yahrzeit. The next year, exactly on the Yahrzeit Noam Melech, he got engaged.
Wow.
1 year later, exactly to the date that he's about to Noam Melech.
Right,
and that's the smallest of the smallest. Right? So even just to speak about the Heilige Rebbe Rav Melech, can we tell you one story about him first?
Go for it.
So his maisa with the Noam Melech is that it was with the Bubba Rebbe, I think it was the Bubba Rebbe, that he came to Lezhinsk. It was a long time after the Noam Melech passed away. And when he's by the kever of the Noam Melech, he wanted to. He was asking around. Is there anyone here who knew the Noam Melech? Anyone here knew the Noam Melech? Everyone said, No. There's no one here. The Noam Melech died over 90 years ago. There's no one alive anymore. And then someone told him that there's this one person who might know the Noam Melech, right? So I might be getting that part of the Meister wrong, but just how exactly it worked out. But there was one person, and the above Rebbe found her. And she was already well off in her 90 years old, and said, "Please tell me something about the Noam Melech. Tell me, how do you know the Noam Melech?" And she said, "Of course, I remember the Noam Melech. How?" So she was one of the maids who worked in the kitchen of the Noam Melech, right? Worked in the kitchen, okay? And she was a little girl, and so he said, "Please, please tell me something about the Noam Melech. Please tell me something, right?" So he said, "I'll tell you the following about the Noam Melech." It says the Noam Melech. That by the Noam HaMelech on Erev Shabbos, it was mamish Erev Yom Kippur, every Erev Shabbos. He says, what do you mean? He says, Noam HaMelech used to walk around his whole entire house. He'd first go to these people and beg for mechila. He says, he used to come into the kitchen every... There's Noam HaMelech, Tzadik Yisod Olam. He's come to the kitchen and get down on his knees and beg us for mechila. He says, if I didn't compliment you on the soup, if I didn't compliment you on this and that, I'm begging you, please be mochel me. Every single Erev Shabbos. Right? Halavai, we should ask that from someone on Erev Yom Kippur even. And then he go to his kids and mochel and ask them for mechila. And then she said, when he went to his wife to ask for mechila, it was mamish unbelievable to see something like that. So that was the tzaddik. Every Erev Shabbos by him was mamish, like that. And there's one other mice, I'll tell you, this one's going to make you laugh a little bit.
What was Yom Kippur then?
I'll tell you one more mice, you like this one, okay? It's going to make you laugh, because Mishnechas other Mar B'Simcha, so you have to B'Simcha. So there's a mice with the Rebbe of Melech and his brother of Zusha. They used to go into exile a lot. They exiled themselves, and two mice about them, they're in the Torah, yeah? So basically the first one goes like this, is that they were one time traveling somewhere, and you know, the Goyim used to like to pick on Jews, so Goyim took them and threw them into jail one night. Just threw them into jail. So finally, so they're in jail, they're stuck in jail, and all of a sudden they saw that the sun was almost rising. So what they have to do?
Same.
Go put on their tefillin. And they went to go and put on their tefillin. And all of a sudden, finally there was some light. What they realized, that in the middle of the cell that they were in, was what? A toilet. So what's the rule? Can't put it in there because it's a bathroom right there, and it smells bad. So they couldn't put on the tefillin. So all of a sudden they started saying, "Oh Hashem, what are we going to do? We just want to put on the tefillin." And him and Rav Zusha were crying. Right, what are we going to do? Hashem, I wish I could put on my tefillin, right? And all of a sudden, I believe it was the Rebbe of Zusha, right? Started smiling. I'm like, how are you smiling right now? He says, you know what Gishmashti says? Right now, we're Mekayim, the Ratzon of Hashem, that Hashem doesn't want us to do mitzvahs. Hashem does not want us to put on tefillin right now. Wow, and they're like, wow, you're right. And all of a sudden, Rav Zusha and Rav Elimelech started dancing around the toilet. What? Because the toilet, Hashem, we're doing the Ratzon of Hashem. Hashem doesn't want us to put on. They started dancing. Ay, na, 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 right? Started dancing around the toilet, right? Imagine the scene.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the warden of the prison comes, what are you idiots doing? And all of a sudden he sees them. He's like, oh, you like this toilet? I'll take you out. They took him out. They went to another cell. What happened? There's no toilet in the cell. They got thrown out of the tefillin. So you see, what do we see from that maisa? That with the simcha, right? The simcha of Adar, the simcha of tzaddikim, right? Simcha b'Hashem v'gidul tzaddikim, right? That the only good is what you don't realize what you create with your simcha, right? Mila d'shtusa. So that's I'll tell you one more maisa. This is gavadim one also. Is that, again, when the Rebbe of Melech and Rebzusha, again, they one time stayed at an inn, right? And the way they did it was that the Rebzusha stayed on the top bunk bed and Rebbe of Melech stayed on the bottom bunk bed. Again, so what the guy like doing? They come and beating Jews, right? So, you know, they come in and boom, they start coming in and start beating Rebzusha. They're beating Rebzusha and they didn't even touch the Melech, right? Mamash got beat, okay? So all of a sudden, they go away. An hour later, they come back, go to the top bunk bed, boom, beating Rebzusha, beating him. Right? No Melech, they didn't touch the Melech. Right? Again, they go a third time, start beating him, beating Rebzusha. They're beating him, right? So finally, after the third time, the Melech of Ajinx says to his brother Rebzusha, listen, you know, they keep coming in, they keep beating you, so let's switch spots. This way, it's a good kapar for me. This way, I can't see you being beat every single second, so they switch spots. So this way, the next time, who are they going to beat? They're going to beat the Noam Melech, who's on the top bunk bed. All of a sudden, they come in front of they go, okay, let's get him. They go to the top bunk bed, and the leader of the gang says, no, Chevrel, let's stop. We beat him enough. It's time that the lower bunk one gets also beat, and start beating Rebzusha again. Right? So Rebzusha said, no, this is what it is.
That's right? Nice.
Amazing message, no?
Wow.
Okay, now that we opened up our hearts a little bit,
say
the Heliga, let's send some Torah. Yeah? There we go. Learn three Torahs from the Heliga Rebbe, the Noam and the Melech. So, again, Elena, you ready for this? Siyat HaShemaya. Shem Kol Yisrael, we should manage, enter, let the Torahs and the Noam and the Melech enter into us, become better yidden. Pasuk says in Devarim, Perek Dad, Pasuk Dad, Vatem hadvekim b'Hashem elkechem, chayim kulchem hayom. So this is what he says. Milas hayom einu meduktak. Says the word, you don't need to say the word hayom there, right? If you just said, vaten vekem b'Hashem elkechem, chayim kulchem, you have chayim. What does it mean, hayom? Yesh lomar, dine, amar atana, in Perkei Avos, al tamin ba'atzcha ad yom moscha. Says, don't believe in yourself until the day you die. Means a what? That you know, you're going back for Pesach, right? So be careful that you know, don't believe in this. Don't just think, you know, I can go right back to America and be fine. It's a little hard out there. You have to be strong. Hagam shero adam shehining es atzma yom hazeh b'derech yashar. You say, look, I'm in the base measures every day. I'm perfect, no? V'dikdek b'maisav, and you're careful with everything you do. Ma'od ma'od lekasher. That what you try to make sure you're mizdabik to Hashem, you try to make sure you're davening every day and learning every day, tefillin, tzitzis, gemara, halacha, chassidus, right? Tanakh. Right? Every day you're trying to learn a little bit, right? And you're doing good. So what? Oh, gevaldig, I'm a tzaddik now. No, no. Afa pichin. Al yamin atzmo shu ish yasher. Don't believe in yourself that I'm a perfect person. I'm on the perfect derech. Rak hayom hazeh shu omei bo. Except for just today. That only today I'm like this. But meaning what? Ulamacharaso miyad tzarch lahascha mechadash l'chapes ramuso. What happens? But immediately tomorrow, I have to start going even vital. Even though today I'm doing good, what happens? I have to know that what? Just because today I had a good day doesn't mean... Imagine you have a hockey team, right? Or a team like basketball. Yeah. Right? They blow out a team one game. They say, you know, look, we won yesterday. We'll probably win today also. They don't show up. They get killed the next day.
Yeah.
Mom's what it is today. Just because you're doing good, just because it's a solid day today, tomorrow you have to wake up with a fire also and push tomorrow. L'dabik bo yisparach yisal, to be mizdabik tashem tomorrow. And mizdabik tashem every single day. V'zehu, that's what it says. V'atem hadvekim b'ashem elokichem chayim kulchem ayom. So what does it mean, v'atem hadvekim kulchem? Rotzalomar, shezeh davar shav l'chol Yisrael. Kulchem means it's talking about everyone, not just for the tzaddikim, for everyone. That you could have a dvekas Hashem, that you could be connected to Hashem, you could be on the team of the Borei Olam. Kimodi, so like it says, afilu ever afilu shivcha, anyone, it checked anyone to have a dvekas Hashem. But ain the ham in the atzmal yos patuach biyamachar. Don't believe in yourself that you know what tomorrow I'm going to be great, and 3 weeks from now I'm going to be great, and 5 years from now I'm going to be an erlich yid. No, you have to keep pushing. Every single day needs avoda. Every day. Right, you can't take a day off and just say, you know what, I'll be fine anyway. Says who? Ki im bilti ayom. Rotzalomar, ayom shu omed bo, right now. Right now, you have to work right now. Uviyomachar, and tomorrow, you know what your avodah is? Tzarach lahaskel mechadash. Tomorrow is a brand new avodah. I have to start new tomorrow also. It means that what? That every single day I have to push everything I got. But after means that what? That don't trust in myself. Oh, now I'm a tzaddik. Every single day I have to build. What the derech of a tzaddik is that every day he puts his full effort in. Right? The derech, imagine you have a basketball player said that. Or a pitcher, you know? Well, I pitched a shutout last week, you know? So now I'm not going to practice. I'll show up. And I won the sign this past year. I'll be fine next year also.
Yeah.
You're going to get rocked. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Torah Aleph. Okay, this is a nice one also. This is a little bit deep, but I think you were zochet to spend Shabbos by the Heilige Tan of Shem Baruch Hai a couple weeks ago. So we should learn this, and I think we'll get...
Some of the guys are going to be wrong for a while, but...
Yeah, I know.
But I'm not going to be there.
So I think we'll get some chizik from this, okay?
Yep.
This is nice. Follow carefully, okay? But Gemara, it says the Gemara in Kiddushin, Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. Asr leilich bekomaz kufa. It's asr for a person to walk with it. You know what this komaz kufa means? Like straight up. Right? A bit derech gaiva. Right, the Iker reason that you're born, you know why you're born, is to misakin your shorish and shemaim. Right? Every person is a shorish elyon. For example, you have a shadow. Right, so if no shadow, also when you do, you have a shorish above also. Okay, ulasakin a kom elyona, and to misakin your image above. Okay. Right, in the image of Hashem, Hashem created us. Perush, bekom elyona. That what? You have a shoresh above. You know what that means? That means you're down here physically.
A root above.
Exactly, like, exactly. Perfect. You have a root above. Ukidemusa asa osa. Sheish olam anikra. Right, there's a world above called Yad Hashem, Eini Hashem, Ragli Hashem. Right? V'chol shar evarim. All the different evarim and limbs of Hashem, kibyachol. The afsh ein sham, even though in those worlds, shum did we know that Hashem, does Hashem have a hand? No. Does he have an eye? No. Does he have a leg? No.
Nope.
No, he does have a leg. Just not what we think a leg is. Right? I mean, we think, oh look, Hashem has an eye, like I have an eye. No. Hashem has an eye, but not the one we have, not a physical eye, right? V'chalila v'chalila damos sham, o litzayim achshava klal davers Hashem. To even think about that Hashem has a form is aser, right? Hashem doesn't have a guf. He doesn't have an image. But in this world, we have a hand. Right? We have eyes. We have nose. Because what? But it's all coming from its shorash above. Ha'inayim, for example, the eyes, l'mashal. Our eyes, it's not that there are eyes in Shemayim. It's just that what? There's something that represents what an eye represents. Yeah?
And
what I mean is that...
Is that in reference to us or in reference to Hashem?
This is in reference to us, right? Okay. That I have eyes down here. But it doesn't mean that it's so in Shema when it says that Ene Hashem, right? So what does it mean? That means the shoresh of what eyes represent. Right? Just that it needs... In this world, everything's physical, right? It has a physical manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, hands and above in Shemaim, it says Yad Hashem, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean like a physical hand. It means what a hand represents. For example... It's very interesting. Why is there five fingers? Everything about? Why do I have 10 fingers, 10 toes? Why not 8? Why not 12? Why not 30?
We have 8 fingers and 2 thumbs.
Right, why not? Why not? Because it represents something above. There's the concept called 10 spheros. There's 5 spheros that lean to the right, 5 spheros lean to the left. Oh, I have 5 hands on the right, 5 ooh, toes. Very cool.
Yeah.
Right? Why do I have 2 nostrils? Why do I have 1 mouth?
Not sure.
2 eyes, 2 ears. We don't think about these things.
No.
Right? What's going on here? Very cool, no? Because it all has a shorash lamal. It all represents things going on above, which a person has to know. You have to be aware of that. Ha'inayim l'mashal yonkim me'osan alamas nekram ene Hashem. Ve'nekram inayim lo ademusam chalila. Not that they look like eyes. Ki'im apulasam. What they represent, what the eyes represent. The eyes see, right? You have rachmanas on a person. She'ish ba'olam aliyon rachmim. Nekram ene pkicha. Right, in the higher worlds, it's the eyes. The eyes represent this rachamim that Hashem looks upon us. Right, like we say about Hashem, Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Right, that He doesn't sleep, which means that His eyes are open. What guiding us, guarding us? Shemashkiach tamid al rachmei olam atzarcham. Lezeh nekram inam. That's what they call inam. V'chena derech zeh shari varm. All other varm also. Pepulasam nekram v'lo demusam. They're called after the pula that they represent, not over the image. Okay, the ha'adam. This givalik. Iker briuso yala sakin ashir koma. Your iker nakuda is what? To fix your shoresh above. Meaning what? With my anayim, I fix my shoresh above. When I look at what's appropriate. And when I don't look at what's not appropriate. right? With my nose. That what? I smell basam, for example. Yeah. Right? With my mouth. I speak properly. You don't realize that you're misaking something above. Like I've been learning with Adi in the afternoons. Right? You have to realize that every single thing you do affects Shemayim. For example, yeah? The way the Zera Kodesh says it, if you're standing right now by the Kaisel, pretty far, no?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm holding a rope and you're holding a rope, and I go like this with the rope, I shake it in the air, will you feel it?
Maybe.
For sure you will. Why? Because we're holding a rope.
Yeah.
It's right?
A long time, but
it might take a couple of seconds, but you're going to feel it.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. If you're here and I'm at the end of the basement, it's over there, which is pretty far.
Yeah.
Right? If I shake that rope, you can hear it? You can feel it? So that's what it is above also, that we're on a string above. Every time I do something down here, it shakes above too. Right? When you do a mitzvah with your hand, then you fix what's above called Yad Hashem. Mean that what? Again, this is very deep. What does it mean, Yad Hashem's a world? What it represents that every single thing I do has a shorish above. To know that what? I'm not just doing things down here. I'm not just learning because I'm mechayev to do it. Which people think that what? Why are you learning right now? Because I have a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, and if not, then Rav Blavatsky's not going to get me a prize. Which people here think, right? But the Mashkiach, the goal of him is not for you to win prize always. Go if you just learn the Shema to realize the what that people think I always need to do something. You know what you're doing every time you learn?
Yeah,
that's a compliment to Rav Blavatsky that he gets people to learn, but he doesn't want you to always be having prizes, you know?
Yeah, I mean
right?
I learn at these hours.
I know,
normally
you're
learn
great
at these hours.
You're gonna say you're great.
But
it's it's a big compliment to
it. I do it because obviously more and more I've been getting used to it, but I was doing it from the start recently because I need to learn all these dafs because I won the Adar auction. So I had to do 204
right.
dafs in two months.
Yeah. So you'll see.
There's no way I would have been able to do that at home.
But you have to know is that what? That every single daf of Gemara you're learning is affecting Shemayim. How many people know that? That's why people stop sometimes because like, what am I getting from you? I'm not getting your prizes. No one sees me. If you're affecting Shemayim. Even though we have no idea what that means, but you have to know that exists. You have to believe in that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the ikr? What's the ikr tikkun? What's the ikr thing a person has to work on? Aval ikr, you know what ikr means?
Yeah.
The main thing? Ha-ikr, ha-tikkun hu, she has shafel v'nivza ba'atzma v'emes. The person has to be a proper anav. Right? You have to be low in your eyes. Not to be low like to the ground like you're nothing, but you have to have proper anava. V'zosi madregas ha-tzadikim. That's the madrega that tzadikim. You have to know, anava is very tough. Ha-ovdim Hashem be'emes levavim. V'zolaya ma'as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the greatness of Moshe. What was Moshe Rabbeinu known as? Anav mikol adam. He's the greatest anav of all time. Sheba madrega gedol kolkach. He came to such madrega. Hakol b'shvil godol an v'sanusa amiti. Why? Because of his anava. See, it's opposite. The way we grow up in the world, the physical world, is what? Secular world is what? You have to be a big bangai. You have to be a mean boss. You have to be honest. You have to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
In Torah, it's v'nahapachu. You have to be an anav. You have to let Hashem guide you. And then you become successful. Shehavin ba'atzma shloti kein adain kakoma klal. You have to know that what? That I haven't fixed anything yet. I have to constantly be going and going and weiter and weiter and always pushing more. Zela perish, that's what it says like this. Ah, so beautiful. Remember, the koma, koma's kufa means what? That's what it means I'll be pshat, right?
Yeah.
So we said before, koma represents also what my shorish is in above.
Okay.
So that's what he says. Asa lelech, but koma's kufa. Koma's kufa represents that's straight, that's perfect. Perush, so she aser lispor ba'atzma. It's aser for you to think. She kvar tikin akuma. I already fixed everything I needed to fix. V'hiz kufa kvar. It's already straight. It's already standing perfectly. Ela tamin yes shafel v'nimza. Always you have to be low in your mind. You have to be an anav. Shayef ayel shayef nafak v'az tovlo. The what? To think that what? I have a lot to do. I didn't perfect anything yet. Yeah, I'm doing much better than what? Think of what? Where were you a year ago? We weren't learning yet.
No.
We have a lot to fix, like Reb Nachman says. We have to step on the gas pedal, right? We missed that in 18 years of life. You have to catch up. Don't think those 18 years are just gone. You have to catch up time. You have to step on the gas pedal,
mm-hmm.
But keep going and keep fixing. You know, there's every little action you do. Okay. Well, there's one more Torah from the Heilige Rebbe. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It goes like this. Pasuk says Tehillim Lamed Dad Pasuk Tes. It's the Heilige Rebbe of Noam El Melech. Ta'amu ur'u ki tov Hashem. Right? Taste and you'll see that Hashem is good. Goes like this. Beautiful Torah. Ready? V'yesh tefaresh, d'inei ha'adam, ein rashai lehenos me'ol mazeh. A person has no rishus to be nene from ol mazeh, to get benefit from any from ol mazeh. You don't have rishus. Hein achilo shtia, whether it's eating and drinking, vein ha'ri'iyah, or whether it's seeing, shadam ro'a be'enav shehim ikra chemda. right? That you see with your eyes, oh, you know what? This is a good-looking girl. Let me stare at her for a little bit. Says who? Why do you ever just do that? Who gave you those eyes? Hashem. Like it says, Ayin Ra'a V'Lev Chomed. Right, that the eye sees and the lev desires. I mean, what we don't realize how much trouble we get into because our eyes are wide open. Again, your eyes have to be wide open in learning Torah for sure. Yeah. But when you walk in the street, you have to be very careful. Very careful.
Yeah.
Vim Kane, therefore, Tsarch Adam, Shekor Yasav, Lo Yu Ki'im B'Devar Hashem. All your eyes should be focused on is the greatness of Hashem. Now you'll have a guy who thinks he's a big time tzaddik says, yeah, that's why I stare at everyone, I just see the Nekuda Pnimius in them. Yeah, that person will also end up, not wearing a yarmulke, not wearing tits, not wearing tefillin in a couple years too. Because that's not the derech of Hashem.
Yeah.
The derech is of what? B'dvar Hashem, in Torah, and mitzvos, in other people. I don't look at other people, right? I don't go to look at other inappropriately just people. Well, I see my friends, but I see them in a good way. I see Hashem in them. Uv'ramuso livchon menfosa, to see how Hashem works in the world. Right? To look at the sky in the morning. Right, to look at the world around us, say, how do these things exist?
Yeah, I just wanted to point something out, because I was reading a sefer called Pathway to Prayer.
Very nice.
Try to improve my kavana. And so one of the things it says is that before you start, you should look out of a window and, look up to the sky and, appreciate, how insignificant you are compared to all of these things.
That's what the Zohar says, that there's a chiyav, not a chiyav, says a shul should have 12 windows in the shul. It says a shul should have windows, also part of that, so you can see outside, like you're saying. Yeah. Right? We move on a mail and you'll see how great Hashem is. So now let's go back. Remember the pasuk said, Ta'amu ru'u ki tov Hashem. It says, Ta'amu, perish, kol ma shetetamu b'peh, whatever you taste, hi achilu shteya, whether it's eating or drinking, ur'u, v'chol ma shetiru, and whatever you look at in the world. Ze lo yeh ha'kol ki'im lahavin, the whole reason is that, not to benefit from it, not to get only your own personal benefit, rather what? Ze lo yeh ha'kol ki'im lahavin, all the whole goal of eating, drinking, again, you could eat, you could drink. You can eat good food also. No one's telling you you have to eat bread and water. Mm-hmm. Right? But what's the goal of it? The whole goal is only what? Just to see Ki Tov Hashem. Just to see the greatness of Hashem. Meaning everything. It's our job to realize that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's learn one more, yeah? Right here. Because the Purim Torah.
That's fine.
Oyomar. Okay? Tamuru Ki Tov Hashem. The Isa. It says, "Mashi Yisrael hisramu al Haman." Wait, this is talking about. Yeah, why were we complaining about the man, right in the binbar? Afsha you tomin bo kol mini ta'amim shatzu tom. Even though if you wanted it to taste like, give me a food.
Pizza.
I knew you'd say that. If you wanted to take a pizza or vanilla ice cream or another food, I knew you'd say that. All right, or another food.
One second. Oh, what else do I eat?
Right? After you tell me, bo kolmenei ta'amim shiratzu tom. Even though if you want to taste anything you want to taste. Rak machma shalora ubeineim hamaycha lahu. But because we didn't see it, right? You know, it tastes like anything, but we didn't see that. If I wanted it to taste like pizza, it didn't look like pizza though. Vayalahem zekasuma. Therefore, we were blind. We didn't see it. Asher ein lo sova, right? Because the nekuda is that there's a concept that a suma, a blind person, doesn't have any satisfaction. Why? Because when you don't see something, you don't have any satisfaction. Vizehu ta'amu uru'u ki tov Hashem. So that's what it means. Ta'amu uru'u, taste and you'll see ki tov Hashem. Perush, ma'asha atem to'amin ha'meichel, v'gam ro'en also. Right? From the fact that you taste the food and you see it, ma'ha devaru, what is this? Ha'kol ma'aklas ki tov Hashem, because Hashem's good to us. Hashem can give us man now also. But you know what Hashem does for us? Hashem says, you know what? You want pizza and you want to taste it, you want to enjoy it? Boom, I'll let you do that. But the goal is to realize what? That after, I don't just run to say a bracha, I say, wow, Hashem, thank you so much for this pizza. Not just that it tastes good, that I get to see it. Thank you so much for this ice cream. Not just that it tastes good, that I get to see it. Right? But to be makir tov from the bar olam and everything. That's the goal. It's one of the inyanim of what chassidus represents. Yeah. To realize that the whole world's chassidus. The whole world's panemius. That what? That I see chassadim of the bar olam everywhere. Right, what it means to be a chassid is someone who's above and beyond. Meaning what? That I recognize Borei Olam in everything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ikar. So b'siyat hashma, shibzocha, to be mekabel the Torah from Noam Melech, to bring the Noam Melech into our personal avoda, right? To tap into that. Right? It's not a small thing. To learn the Torah of the Heilige Noam Melech is a very big thing. It's tzaddikim mamish of all the tzaddikim is the Noam Melech. I have no idea what we're talking about. Even Elimelech's gematria nava, right? Yeah. Elimelech's gematria nava. So what's, and then Noam Elimelech, yeah?
Is, 1 second.
Let's see. Elimelech 40. Is 131. Noam is 40, Nun, Ayin.
Is 50, 40, 160. 90. Yeah, 70.
So what do you get? Wait, 160, right?
Yeah.
Is that how much? 131 and 160.
131 and 160 is
291. 291 is Gematria Aretz. The Aretz, they even realize in the Aretz, right? So it's Chus Noam Elimelech. We should really see that even the Aretz, it's also Gematria Otsar, that there's an Otsar on the Aretz, right?
Storage.
The Eder, that there's everything here. Storage of Pnimius everywhere we go. So we zocha to tap into the Aretz of Noam Elimelech, and we zocha to be better Yidin, to see after Shemaya, and that day of where we can mamish have the Gula Shlema to dance with Noam Elimelech and say Tadar Rabbah for these unbelievable Torahs. To dance around the toilet, even if it's the toilet, to dance around the toilet and be besimcha, like the Noam Elimelech was everywhere, and to realize how much our simcha is pulled. Mishnichas Adar Marbim, besimcha.